Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Armando, and today I am here to give you all what I'm going to call a surprise podcast. I just recently received a package about 30 seconds ago, and it is very tiny. It's a very tiny square box, probably weighing less than 5 pounds, I want to say around 3. Well packaged. Today, I want to invite you to an unboxing and an initial setup of something that I'm about to reveal. So without further ado, let's get the show going. So in front of me, I have this box. I ripped off the tape already just to kind of save time here. We're going to open the box. In here, I want to say it's like a purchase receipt. We can put that to the side. We have, lift up the top here, because it comes in several pieces. Put this out to the side. It's a tiny little box. I don't know what it is. And if I can figure out how to open this, because these boxes come well prepackaged. Oh, it is some sort of an adapter. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a nice, tiny box here. It is about the size of, for those of you who are blind, about the size of a small piece of Braille paper, the stack of, the ream of Braille paper, about 8.5 by 11. Very tiny. And these things are well packaged. I can't even start to tear off the cellophane. There we go. I had to grab. And it is well wrapped. And it feels to me almost like the kind of package you would receive when you would purchase a tablet. And if I can figure out this thing. Oh, and it's a slide out box. What's in this box? I can't even. I'm going to slide it out. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to the nitty-gritty part. In my beautiful hands, wrapped in nice plastic, I am a proud owner of a brand new Mac Mini. Oh my gosh, I'm so surprised. I don't know what to say. It's very tiny. So that adapter I pulled out, I would presume, because I also ordered an adapter for my monitor. Wow, it is such a tiny device. Apple really made it so tiny. It has high definition, a memory slot, couple audio jacks, a power button or power supply, an Ethernet. Wow, this is so tiny. So you guys just witnessed me unboxing my Mac Mini. I purchased it from PowerMax.com, and I would like to give them a special thanks and shout out for discouraging me and not purchasing a used Mac, because originally I was going to get a used Mac, and the representative I dealt with said, why do you want to get a used Mac when for about the same price you're going to spend for an operating system and whatnot to upgrade the used Mac to the latest, you can get a brand new one for the same price. So I said, okay, I guess I will try this. And so here I am, ladies and gentlemen. You can always visit apple.com for the latest specs. And in my hand, I also pulled out the power supply. And I also have an HDMI to DVI adapter. And the previous adapter I pulled was the one I ordered for my monitor, which was the the Thunderbolt port to VGA adapter. This Macintosh does come with a Thunderbolt adapter. Apparently, this is Apple's new way of connecting monitors, and I actually got it for $589. I got it with no taxes, and also it came with free shipping, so that's always a good sign. In my hand, I have the VGA to Thunderbolt adapter. This is for the monitor, and it comes with a little cover-like thing to protect the connector, and it almost feels like, if you're an owner of an iPhone 5 or so, it almost feels like the kind of connector you would use, except it's a little thicker. So we'll put this to the side. To hook up this particular adapter, we are going to grab my monitor cable, and we're going to screw it to this adapter. Or maybe it doesn't screw. Well, regardless, I'm not going to trip about it. I mean, I don't think it's screwing, or I don't think it even matters. Or am I putting it the wrong way? No, I'm putting it the right way. I'm not going to worry about it. And it plugs in. If you start from where the power supply goes, like way below the power supply, you have your power button. You have the power supply, you have your Ethernet jack, you have it's one of those FireWire ports, you have your high definition port, and right next to the high definition port is the mini port, or the Thunderbolt port they call it. So you plug that in there. Below that, I want to say we have one USB, two USB, three USB, four USB. And then we have our audio jacks right below the one of the memory slots up top here. If you have it facing the ports towards the back, and along the bottom, I want to say it's either A, another memory slot, or B, it's the fan. So I kind of want to go with that. And yes, this Mac does come with wireless capabilities. I got it with the Intel 2.5 dual-core processor, and it has a 500-gig hard drive for a small little thing, and it has 4 gigs of RAM upgradable to 16. And I was toying with the idea as to whether or not I wanted to go with the Mac, so finally the opportunity arose, and here I am with the Mac. So next, I'm going to connect the mouse to one of the USB ports. Yes, you can use a regular Windows keyboard. Somewhere down the road, I'm going to buy a actual mouse and keyboard that goes to the Mac. And I'm going to grab a keyboard, and we're going to plug it to the other USB port. Okay, we are going to grab the speaker wire, and I don't know which one is which, so I am going to guess that the one closest to the USB ports is the plug-in for the speakers in order to get sound, and the one is for the input, so let's hope it works. And finally, we're going to plug in the power supply. The moment of truth, ladies and gentlemen. This is my first time actually playing with a Mac of my own. We're going to try to set it up. To turn on the Mac, there is a small little power button right underneath the power supply. If you have it from left to right, it's right past the power supply. We turn the button on, and we should be hearing the Mac chime soon. And there was the Mac sound. It is very quiet. While this is booting up, I also want to thank you for bearing with me. This is going to be my first time setting up a Mac, and I hope I can contribute more to the Mac podcasts. Oh, I heard the audio coming, and hopefully we should hear a voiceover coming up soon. So, I am using a Windows keyboard, so the equivalent of running a Mac by using the Windows keyboard is the following. You have your regular control. Your Windows key substitutes as the option.
Press the return key.
And the Alt is your command key. I got the voice prompts telling me that if I want English to press Enter. And unfortunately, I didn't have the audio plugged in the right jack, so I am going to press Enter now that I moved the audio jack.
If you know how to use VoiceOver, press Command F5 now to turn it on and set up your Mac. If you would like to learn how to use VoiceOver to set up your Mac, press the Escape key.
Okay, so it's basically telling me, do I want to learn how to use VoiceOver to press the Escape key? And whether or not I want to start VoiceOver, I can just press Command F5. So I'm going to press Alt F5 or Command F5 in Mac term.
VoiceOver on, setup assistant, window, show all, uncheck checkbox as keyboard focus.
I got it wrong, so command, I guess, is the Windows key.
You are currently on a checkbox. To select or deselect this checkbox, press Control, Option, Space.
Control.
Back button, continue button.
So apparently, it's, the Alt is the options
key. You are currently on the button.
On my keyboard, and the Windows key is the command, so I am going to press Control-Alt-Space or Control-Option-Space to continue.
Keyboard layout table, row 1 of 4, column 1 of 3, image column 2 of 3, US, column 3 of 3, blank selected.
I'm going to Control-Option-Right until I get to the Continue button.
Show all, back, continue button.
And Control-Option-Space, which is the...
Press password, secure edit text. Back, other network option, looking for networks. Busy progress, table, nope, image. If you connect to the internet, select your Wi-Fi network. Select your Wi-Fi network.
It's trying to find my Wi-Fi. This is the next screen. Okay, so I had a tab in order to get to the password field. So now I can hopefully write arrow, or VO, as they call it, VoiceOver. Key, Control, Option, right arrow.
Busy progress, looking for up, back, continue button. Table, row 1 of 8, from a Windows PC, radio button, 2, setup assistant, ready, from a Mac, time machine, from, don't transfer any information now, selected radio button, 3 of 3.
Okay, so I kind of jumped the gun for a moment, and so it was asking me if I wanted to move files
on a radio button,
to my Mac, and since this is a brand new Mac, right out of the box, I don't have nothing to transfer, and I'm going to start from scratch, so I do not want to transfer nothing, so I'm going to VO or Control Option right arrow to continue.
You get back continue button. Apple ID edit text.
I do not have an Apple ID, at least for this particular Mac.
Back continue button.
So I'm going to hit continue.
Sign in with your Apple ID. Select interact with alert dialog. Allow iCloud to use location of this Mac for find my Mac. Allow iCloud to use location of this Mac for.
This is asking me if I want to allow the Find My Mac, and I really don't see a point. I know other people like to activate that, but in my case, I do not want to do that, so...
Find My Mac, about Find My, Not Now button.
Not Now.
Press Not Now, closing dialog. Terms and conditions.
Oh, now we come to our terms and conditions. Don't like that, so I'm going to see if I can...
Important. Use of your Mac table. Text. Leaving cell two items. Text. By clicking agree. Leaving cell two items. Text. Your privacy. Leaving cell two items. Text. It is
I'm
important
that I'm trying to tab around to get to the I agree button.
Text. See iCloud term. Text. See iCloud. Text. Text. Leaving cell agree button.
Okay, so I had to tab around till I got to the agree button. I don't want to read the license agreement.
You are currently on the button. To click.
And I'm going to hit Control Option Space.
Interact with alert dialog. I have read and agree to the I have read and agree default button.
And I want to agree again because it's asked, have you read him or whatever. I'm going to say I agree.
Full name, edit text. Require password to unlock screen. Check box.
And it's asking me, do I want my password to be required when the screen is locked? I am going to uncheck that.
Uncheck. Require password to unlock screen. Checkbox. Set time zone based on current location. Checkbox. Allow my Apple ID to reset this password. Checkbox.
And I am going to uncheck that.
Uncheck. Allow.
Because I do not want my Apple ID to reset my password.
Send diagnostics and use. Set time zone based on current location. Checkbox. Send diagnostics and usage data to Apple. Checkbox.
Yeah, I guess I can let them send diagnostics.
Text. Help Apple improve its products and services by automatically and periodically leaving scroll area. That continue button.
And I tabbed until I got to continue, and I can press my control option space.
Press continue button. Example at ICLOUD. Keep me up to date with example at ICLOUD.com. Edit text. Keep me up to date with Apple news and the latest information on products and services. Checkbox. Uncheck. Don't register. Radio button. Register this Mac. Selected radio button. Example at ICLOUD.com. Edit text.
So I guess it wants me to register my Mac, so I'm going to go ahead and...
Don't register. Continue button. Press continue button. Finder. Empty desktop.
And my Mac is set.
Dock. Finder. Open. 1 of 22. Application. Alert. System dialog. iCloud password. Finder. Desktop. Desktop.
And that's how easy it is to set up a Mac. So I would like to thank you for bearing with me and for the wonderful surprise that I received in the mail today. I'm excited. It was painless. I just had to figure out the keyboard. And it's a different layout. So I'm hoping to buy a Mac keyboard soon. One thing to know about this particular Mac Mini that I got, compared to previous models, this one does not have an external, or rather yet, a DVD optical drive. I guess that's one thing Apple did away with, which, you know, for some people it's disappointing, but for others like myself, I personally don't care because of the fact that one of these days, DVDs and such are probably going to be phased out, so if I feel that I need more storage, I can always plug in a flash drive or something to that effect. So I really thank you for listening to my Mac unboxing and setup of the Mac Mini podcast. If you have any questions, you may contact me at armandoadoo0767@gmail.com. Thanks everybody, and I look forward to possibly giving you guys my perspective of using a Mac in about a week or two. So long, everybody.